The two precursor telescopes already at Murchison demonstrate two ways that radio astronomers can detect radio waves. On the outside, at least, the white dishes of ASCAP look much more like the traditional image of a radio telescope. For high-frequency radio waves, dishes remain the preferred option, as receivers are expensive, and it makes sense to use large dishes to focus the radio waves onto a small number of detectors. But receivers for low-frequency radio waves are cheap. Rather than building huge and unwieldy metal structures to focus radio waves onto a small number of detectors, it makes sense to have many more smaller antennas. This is especially true in a remote location like Murchison, where keeping large moving structures in good repair is costly. The MWA takes this idea to the extreme, having over 2,000 tiny antennas called dipoles, each of which has no moving parts at all.
After our fabulous morning at ASCAP this morning, we're now at the Murchison Wide Field Array side of the site. We've had a little bit of lunch and some cake, and we've now headed out along the trench lines off the MWA to the core. The configuration of the Murchison Wide Field Array is quite similar to other radio telescopes in that you have a dense core with lots of antennas, and then slowly as you get further and further away from the core, the telescope gets more and more spread apart and the antennas are further apart. So at the moment we're in the core of the Murchison Wide Field Array. It's about 500 metres away from the office, the MWA office. Radiating out from that office are what we call trench lines. They're big holes were dug in the ground to run cables along, then filled in. So they look very much like roads. And there's seven of them radiating out. I turn around in every direction. There's just little MWA dipoles as far as you can see almost. And they're clumped into groups of 16, in squares of 16 that we call tiles. One direction I can see about 30 tiles are all clumped together. And then the rest of the MWA spreads further and further out, up to about 2 kilometres from the centre. And we've got 128 tiles total in an area that's about 3 kilometres square. And each of these tiles, I walk up to it, it's got 5 by 5 metres of mesh in a big square, and then the dipoles are clipped onto there, the little antennas, and then they've all got cables running out of them that are hooked into this white box that sits off to the southern end of the tile. And that white box is called a beamformer. One of the special things about the Murchison Wide Field Array is that it doesn't actually have any moving parts. You can't point the telescope by moving a dish and pointing it to a certain section of sky. Instead, you point the dish electronically using a computer. And that's where the beamformer comes in. It forms the beam on the sky. So what happens is radio waves are coming in to the telescope, and each of the antennas is obviously at a different spot on the ground, so the radio waves will come into each of the antennas at a different time. And then all of the information is sent through to the beamformer, and the beamformer is told by the astronomer who wants to use the telescope where in the sky you want to look. And what it does is it adds a delay to each of the signals to combine the signals in such a way that you end up looking at the right spot of sky.
Each of the MWA's antennas receives radio waves from all over the sky. But the telescope's control software can choose which direction to look in by introducing small delays into the signals from some of the tiles. Radio waves from the east will arrive at the easternmost tiles first, before sweeping westward across the array at the speed of light. So to look east, the telescope software looks for signals that were received by the eastern antennas fractionally before they arrived at the western antennas.
So we're at the last tile of the MWA. And it's not actually the last, it's quite close to the centre in the scheme of things, but it's called the last tile because it's the one that was constructed last. So the MWA was actually constructed by a group of undergraduate students who came up and built the dipoles and then built the beamformers and laid out all of the cabling. And then the engineers and the commissioning scientists have been building the receivers and connecting it all together with the computing system. And it's actually quite funny to be here at this last tile because the students got very creative with the dipoles and have decorated a few of them. The last one has the last dipole written on the top of it. We've even got a dipole that has serial number 1969 with a beautiful diorama drawn on the bottom of it of the moon landing with a big eagle and Apollo 11. So the students certainly had some great fun when they were building the telescope.